While the image of a shark's jaw clamping down on an innocent fisher seal might conjure up a feeling of terror in some people, sharks, as a group, are unique and intriguing creatures that deserve our attention. A toothy jaw might be some shark's most ominous characteristic, though not all sharks are predators, but it is also the trait that places them in the group Nathostomata, which literally means jaw and mouth. Sharks belong to the class Chondrichthyes, which also contains skates and rays, which are fish that are somewhat diamond-shaped, like kites, and live on the bottom. With over 500 species, skates and rays show a huge diversity, with some possessing the ability to emit electric fields, and some getting as big as an average car. Chondrichthyes also contain the group of fishes known as chimeras, informally known as ghost sharks, which are confined to deep water and very understudied. Scientists have argued that the jaw is the most important evolutionary development in the history of vertebrates. Why, you may ask? With the evolution of the jaw, new niches were opened up, and vertebrates were really able to diversify. They could focus on different prey and be more efficient in the means of consumption of their food and also in their respiration. A second important development in fish was the evolution of paired fins. Previous fishes did not have the pectoral or pelvic fins that most modern fish have, and thus did not have the control over mobility we see in fishes today. Paired fins served to minimize yaw and roll, or rocking back and forth or up and down, and stabilize fish in the water column. Okay, so sharks have a jaw and paired fins. Why else should we care about them? For starters, they have some other unique adaptations. Sharks possess a hardened cartilaginous skeleton, which is much lighter than the spongy bone we see in modern bony fishes today. They also have lipids in their liver to help them maintain neutral buoyancy or constant depth in the water column. Male sharks possess pelvic claspers, which are not used for clasping onto a female, as Aristotle originally thought, but for sperm transfer during copulation. Sharks as a group also display interesting life history traits. Sharks grow slowly and reach sexual maturity, on average, between 6 and 18 years old. Sharks are also long-lived and can reach over 30 years of age. The spiny dogfish lives to be over 100 years old. All sharks exhibit internal fertilization, and about one-third give live birth. All of these life history traits mean bad news for sharks if they start to become threatened, through fishermen's bycatch to intentional harvest for their fins. Bycatch refers to fish unintentionally caught during the harvest of a different species. For example, there is a commercial fishery for swordfish, but their bycatch includes 7 blue sharks caught for every 1 swordfish harvested. Shark populations take a long time to recover, so conservation efforts are necessary to protect species that are hardest hit. Finally, the diversity of sharks alone should spark an interest in them. From the bull shark, which can tolerate fresh water, if you don't believe me, they've been caught on the Mississippi River in Illinois, to the megamouth shark, a rare deep-sea creature with only 50 specimens ever observed by humans, to the whale shark, the largest fish in the world, with a record of over 41 feet long and over 79,000 pounds. Sharks come in many different sizes, with different adaptations. With over 800 species of sharks and skates in the class Chondrichthyes, it is a diverse, unique, interesting group that deserves our attention. Don't you agree?